Begin the current daven set the schun daf kufchov zayin. Begin 18 lines down the top of the yamid. The Gemara continues in a related discussion, which we were speaking in the Mishnah regarding the beyas hasheretz, the egg of a vermin of these types of crawly creatures, which we said that they transmit tumma to if it's able to be touched, if there's a hole in it. Now, one of those types is the tzav, is the toad, which we're going to discuss that halacha regarding the toad. And also regarding a halacha we mentioned in previous stuff regarding the achbar, that we assume that it's different than all other types, that it only has a min sheba aretz and doesn't have min sheba yam. So the Gemara continues with the related discussion. Tanabon Linda Braisa. It says in the pasuk regarding those shrutzim that are tamei, Hatzav liminei, the toad according to its species. What's its species? What's it coming to include? Lehivi ha'arvid includes the arvid, which is a type of creature that comes from a mixture of the toad and a snake, as the Gemara is going to explain shortly. And the Gemara says uven hanafilim, which is also a type of sheretz that's a type of a toad. So therefore, it's included from liminei. And v'salamandra, which is a sheretz that's formed from the fire that comes from the branches of a myrtle branch, which happens through sorcery, and whoever anoints himself from the blood, smears that blood on him, no fire could take control of that person, which Rabbi Akiva understood that is a type of a species from the toad, and therefore that's included from Hatzav Liminei. Now, when Rabbi Akiva reached this pasuk of Hatzav Liminei, again, because one of those lamineo includes the salamandra, so I mean, he would say this pasuk in Tehillim, Marabu Masech Hashem, how great are your actions, are your deeds, Hashem, your creations, because Yesh Lecha Briyeh Kedeles B'mayim, you have creatures that grow in the water, Yesh Lecha Briyeh Kedeles B'yabashim, you have creatures that grow on earth, on the land. Now, Shebiyam Il Mali Oilis B'yabashim, those creatures, the aquatic creatures, would they go on dry land, Miyad Mesis, right away they would die. And you have Shebiya Bashil, Moli Yodis Liam, of those that are grow up on dry land, if they would go into the sea, Miyad Mesis, right away they would die. And so too, Yeshlucha Briz Gedeles Ba'ar. You have creatures that are created in the fire, like the salamandra. Yeshlucha Briz Gedeles Ba'ar, and you have creatures that are formed in the earth, in the air, which those are the four elements that have earth, water, fire, and air. Sheb'ur il moli oilis la'aver miyad meses, those that are created in the fire, where they go to go into the air, they would right away die. And sheb'aver il moli oilis la'aver miyad meses, and you have those that are created in the air, where they to go into the fire, they would right away die. And ma'rab ma'asech Hashem, how great are your actions, Hashem, that you make from all the different four elements, and they are distinctly in that element, and were they to switch, they would right away die. Now, Tanabon Linda Braisa, kol sheyesh b'yabasha yesh b'yam, that actually any species that there is on land, there's actually the same species in the sea, chutz minachol, except for the weasel. Amr of Zeri says, Micro, what's the pasuk that illustrates this? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Hazinu kol yesh b'chalad, listen all those who live on dry land, which is talking about using terminology of chalad, which is the place of where the weasel is, because the weasel is only on dry land, not in the sea. Now, a similar idea in the reverse, Amr of Hunna Barid Bishua says, Bivari de Nerish, the beavers of this place called Narish, in the Minay Yishuv, that these wild animals of the beavers, they're not part of the settled part of the world, because they actually are only in the sea, and they don't actually grow on land. Now, related to this place of Narish, Amr of Papa says, Bishamta Narish, that all those the people that are from Narash are wicked people, and therefore they should all be excommunicated. And it's all of them, meaning, and using the metaphorical tarbe, it's fats, mashche, it's the skin with the flesh, va'al yisei, and the tail, in other words, like the whole animal. Here also saying all of them, like young, like old, they're all wicked, all parts of them. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, that eretz, 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 shimi devar Hashem, land, 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 listen to the word of God. And Amr Rapov says, Lo ova norish shmaya devar Hashem. But norish, since they're all wicked, they didn't want to listen to the word of God. Now, so to Amr Avgidla Merav, he says, Narsha nashkech, if someone from norish gives you a kiss, Menei kochich, so then count your teeth to see if you still have them all, because they're presumed to be a thief, that maybe he stole your teeth. So to Nahar Pekuda, if it's someone from the place of Nahar Pekuda, that's Levoyech, that's escorting you on the road, so it's meglimasha piru dechazelach. It's because he saw you had a nice jacket, a nice coat, a nice cloak, and his intent is to steal it, and that's why he's coming along with you. But don't get so comfortable with him. He's not doing it because he's your friend. He wants to steal your jacket. and Pumbedisa Levoyach, and if someone from Pumbedisa is escorting you, Ashani Ishbizach, then change your dwelling night place for the night so that he shouldn't know where you're sleeping, because they're professional thieves and he's going to steal what it is that you brought along. Now, going back to what we mentioned before regarding that, including that Tzavli Bineyu is these other creatures, and one of them is the Arvid. So Rav Huna Bar Tirasi says, Pamachas Alachti Lavad. One time I went to this place, Avad, which is a place of wicked people who they would mate together other species which are not, which are forbidden us, climb to mate other species. And he says, V'risi nachashu karach alatzav. And he says, I saw that the snake, which means literally, was wrapped around the toad, meaning the snake was constantly being near the toad and was having relations with it. As the Gemara in Kedushin says, Kruch and Acharel, where they're all wrapped after her, as the Gemara in Bechayra says, which it means to say that they're constantly hanging around and therefore coming together and that of mating. Now, Liyamim Yatsa Arvid Mibineim. Later on, what happened was that from that union came out this Arvid, which was biting people and killing them, as the Gemara says in Brachas of Lamagilim and Alf, like by the incident of Chanin ben Deista with the Arvid. And he says, when I came in front of Reb Shimon the Pious, Amalek said to me, yeah, because Amar Kadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Heim heviyu bar yeshle barasi baylami, they brought together creatures that I didn't create in my world, because they would be pairing together climb, forbidden mixtures. I'm also going to bring on them a creature which wasn't created in my world, which is dangerous, which is bites and kills, which is this Arvid, which is the union from the snake and from the toad. Now, however, the Gemara asks, how is this possible? But the master said, whenever their mating is the same, which is that they mate either face to face like humans, or face to the nape, to the back, like animals, and viburin shavan, and their pregnancy, how long is the pregnancy? If that shav, if that's the same, then yaldin, then they could be impregnated one from the other, umagalin zemizeh, and then they could nurse the child of that other one. But v'chalshein tashmishin viburin shava. But if they're mating and their term of gestation of pregnancy is not the same, then ein yaldin umagalin zemizeh. Then they cannot become impregnated and they cannot nurse that other one. Now, the pregnancy of a snake is not the same as other shrotzim and behemoths and chayis. As the Gemara says in First Perek Masechta Bechayrus, that the fox and all types of shrotzim are pregnant for 6 months, but the snake is for 7 years. As the Gemara says over there, that wicked snake doesn't have any partners. So how is it possible that the arvid comes out from the mating of the toad and the snake if they can't become impregnated, as we said, because their pregnancy is not the same? So Amrav, he says, Nis b'tichnes, you're right, it's a miracle within a miracle. But the Gemara says, Hai pernasa ha'hu, but it's a punishment. It says Gemara, my nis b'tichnes, what do you mean a miracle within a miracle? Is l'peranis, so to punish from the wicked, that yeah, not only is it a miracle that we have this new creature, but it's even from something that's usually impossible to mate together and become impregnated, that you could have from the snake with the toad, again, to punish those who themselves make creatures that weren't supposed to be. Now, the Mishnah, the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme regarding of our perek, of our mesechta, regarding the halach of animals, and specifically of our perek, which is discussing laws of tumah. So the Mishnah says, "Ha'iver v'habaster hamodoldolin bebehema." If there's a limb or flesh hanging from an animal, which is that, let's say that of the limb gets detached, which a limb specifically has all the parts, has the flesh, has the tendons, has the bones, or let's say the other case of the Mishnah, which is just flesh itself, it's hanging, but it's still connected a little bit to the rest of the animal. Now, the difference between if it's a limb or flesh is regarding this halacha of min hachai, which is either evi min hachai and basa min hachai, which is a limb, if it's detached from a living animal, it transmits tumma to people and vessels, just like a nevela. But flesh that got detached from a living creature, that's not a limb, doesn't have any tumma at all, as the Gemara says later on, of kofchesama beis. Now, but here, it's not min hachai, it wasn't totally detached, it's still connected a little bit. So it's not considered eva min hachai, but the halacha is mitame tumas oichlin b'mekayman. It's going to transmit tumma of food items, even in its place, meaning even when it's still attached to the rest of the animal. And that is, if the owner had in mind that he wants to feed this to a non-Jew, so then it's considered a food item, because a Jew can't, because it doesn't have shechita, but a non-Jew could eat it. So then it has the halacha of a food item to be able to then become susceptible to tuma and then to transmit tuma to other things. Now, the chiddush in this, that it's tuma, is that it's mkaimai, is that it, even if this, we're talking about the tuma it has by itself, it doesn't have until it's totally detached, as the Gemara learns out. But what we're saying is, now it could, however, have the tumah if a sheretz touches it, and then it'll transmit tumah to other things. That we're saying that it could have tumas oichlan. It's not going to have any tumah of nevelo or minachai, but however, it could have, it's already considered as a food item because it's mostly detached, and it could have tumas oichlan, but betrichen hechsher has to have become susceptible to tumah by coming in contact with one of the seven liquids once it had already become partially detached, like the case that our Mishnah is talking about, and then it could be susceptible to tumah forever. Now, a question that could be asked is, why does it need hechsher? Why isn't this considered a limb that ultimately will have a severe level of tumah once it finally gets detached? Is because the halacha of the tumah of Eved Nechai is only in this case when the animal is going to die, as the Mishnah later on is going to explain. Now, it's not necessarily what's called shesefi l'tam tumah chamura, which if it is going to ultimately have a more severe tumah, doesn't need to have hechsher, because maybe the animal will be slaughtered. And as our Mishnah itself will also explain that difference between the animal dying or being slaughtered, slaughtering is not what's called eisen nipal. As the next halach, the Mishnah continues on the base, doesn't make it like it fell off, and therefore actually the shechita works for that hanging piece of meat, and therefore will actually not give it that severe tumah of the aver by itself. So therefore, it's not necessarily going to have tumah chamura, so therefore it does need to have this hechsher. So again, so although these hanging pieces, or this limb, is not considered, it's not mavelia, the animal didn't die, it's not considered minachai yet detached, because it's still considered attached, but it's still considered a food item, which is this middle type of madriga that will explain that it can be mekabel tumah as long as it has hechsher. Now, as it continues on the base, continues the Mishnah, but let's say nishchata behema. Let's say the animal then is slaughtered. Now, what's unique about this case is that now this limb cannot have any more tumah of nevela, because although you can't eat this part that was hanging off, as the Gemara said in Pirkei Behemah Mekasha Naf and Gimel Beis from the pasuk of Basa Basa the Treifa, because it's not part of the animal itself, it's hanging off, but it does, the slaughtering does help, at least for that hanging part, that it's not considered a nevela, because this is the halacha that Mishnah is teaching us, that ein shechita eisen nipul. Slaughtering does not make that hanging part as if it fell off before it was slaughtered. No, the slaughtering helps for it, not for eating, but it's not going to be tameh, so it's not going to have the tumah of nevela. However, hukshur b'demeha. However, it becomes susceptible to tumah, to receive tumah as a food item, as we're talking about in Omen Aleph, but you don't need to have any other hechsher. The blood that's there in the animal, when you're slaughtering, the animal's neck has blood over there. So the fact that the animal is getting liquid in it, that works also for that hanging limb or for that hanging flesh, that it's already susceptible to tumah of eichlan, even though it didn't have any other liquid touch it. That's Dibri Meir. B'shem Enayim Elay Hochshur, he disagrees, he says, no, that does not make it susceptible to tumah. Continues the Mishnah. That was of Nishchata Behema. Let's say Mesa Behema. Let's say the animal with this hanging limb, it doesn't get slaughtered, it actually dies. So then, Habasar, the flesh that was hanging, Tzarech Hechsher, that needs to be prepared to receive tumah if, let's say, a dead sheretz touches it, if it didn't have in contact with one of the seven liquids once it already had started hanging, because it doesn't have the tumah of nevela, as the Gemara says in Behemah Mekasha, because actually misa nalik shechita is eisen nipul. It makes like it fell off before it died. So though the rest of the animal actually is a nevela because it died, here that hanging flesh is like it wasn't with it when it had died. So it's not considered a nevela. Rather, it's like it got detached when it was still alive. And flesh that gets detached from a living creature is actually tar. Actually, it does not have tumah. So it doesn't have any tumah of nevela, and it doesn't have any tumah of minachai. So at most, it's going to be a food item. So it has to come in contact with one of the seven liquids to become susceptible to mas'eichel. But her aver mitame mishum aver minachai. But the limb will become tummy as a limb from a living creature, as we explained, because misa, death, unlike shechita, makes nipul. Makes like as if it fell off right before it died. So it's like a limb that fell off when it was still alive, which Eved Menachai has a tumah. But like we said, it's not going to be nevela, so therefore, inim etam b'shem even nevela. So it's not going to have tumah because of a limb from a dead animal, which Gemara is going to explain what's the difference. Both of them are tummy anyways, even Menachai, even nevela, what's the difference? But that's the divrei meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. That the baser will not have any tumah, but it could have tumas eichlin, and the eva will have halach of eva minachai. Rav Shimon matar, and Rav Shimon says, no, it's going to be tar, as the Gemara will explain the reasoning for his opinion. Now the Gemara makes an inference from the opening halach of our Mishnah. Tumas eichlin in. Sounds like that, okay, we said that these hanging limb or flesh will have a tumah of eichlin in that hanging state, but tumas nevela loy, but it will not have the halacha of tumah of nevela because it's not like it's totally detached, so that this limb should become tumah like all other limbs from a living creature, which the Gemara later on says that has the halacha like nevela, which it transmits tumah to people and to vessels. So the question is heichadim. So how do we characterize? How do we qualify that state? And that is idem al narucha. If this hanging flesh or hanging limb could regenerate, could get healed, so then afilu tuma seichel namelo the tamei. So it should be considered like it's still part of the animal, and it shouldn't even have tuma of a food item. It's not a food item. A living creature is not a food item, and this is considered still part of the living creature. And the idein mal narucha. And if he's saying that this thing that's hanging cannot heal anymore, so then tumas nevela namelo tamei. So it should already have tumas nevela. It's already a dead element. It's already something that's already detached. So why is it not having tumas nevela, but yet susceptible to tumas leichel? How can it be a food item, which tells us it's not attached, and not have a tumas nevela, which tells us it is attached? So says the Gemara, lo ilam de'in mal narucha. The truth is, we told me that it's hanging, that it can never heal. So if it can't heal, so then why don't we consider it nevela? B'shani tumas nevela, tumas nevela is different, because Rachman Amad, the Torah says in Yikra, it says, ki yipo, when it's going to fall from their nevela, from the dead carcass, that what do you see? It's not called nevela achiyipol until it totally falls off. Now, although that pasuk actually told me by shiratzim, which it's aver menachai is also metam, as the Gemara tells us later on. But there's two psukim that it says by shiratzim achiyipol. One's achiyipol nevlasim lav yitma and beikrit alf, and there also says achiyipol nevlasim akol zera. So since it says two times, which is unnecessary, so one of them is teaching you the limb from a behema, which the misa is a nipol, that the death makes it like as if it fell off from before, which is the halacha that it was even minachai, but it has to be that it totally fell off. Here, where it didn't totally fall off, therefore, it's not going to have the tumah of nevela yet, or the tumah of even minachai, which is like nevela, until it actually is totally fell off. And that's why, yeah, it's never going to regenerate. So it's already like a food item. But it's not nevela yet because it didn't totally fall off. It says, Gemara Tanah Halacha, similar in the Braisa, Eva Vabasa Hamadudon Bebehema. The case of our Mishnah, the limb and flesh that's hanging from an animal, and it's hanging literally by the thread, by a hair's thread over here. It says the Braisa, you would think, okay, it's totally off. I mean, it's hanging by a thread, but that it should have the tumma of nevela. Tama lemi yipul. It says no. That it says if the dead animal will fall, achipul and totally fell off. Now says the Gemara, however, even though that we're saying it's still considered attached, regarding that it's not going to have tumma of nevela, but that's what our Mishnah is coming to tell us. That regarding tumas eichlin, regarding the tumma of food items, for that we consider already detached, and therefore it's going to be mitam, it's going to be able to be mekabel tumma like other food items. Which the Gemara says, Misayeli l'Rav Chiya Barashi, therefore the halacha of the Mishnah supports Rav Chiya Barashi. Because Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel, he said the name of Shmuel, the following halacha. He said, Te'enim should samku bi'ibain. Figs that dried up when they were still on the tree. Says Shmuel, Metamas tumas eichalim. They will be able to be susceptible to the tumah of food items. And va'toilish men b'shabbos chayev chatas. But if someone detaches them on Shabbos, he's going to be chayev chatas for ripping something off from where it's attached to a tree. At least if the stems didn't dry up. So if the stems didn't dry up, it's still considered attached to the tree. Now, something we see is that even though regarding Shabbos we're considering it attached to the tree, now if it's attached to the tree, then it's not susceptible to tumas eichalim yet. Even so, we're saying that it will be able to be metama tumas eichlin because it's not totally attached so much because we see that the figs already dried up. So you see the same idea, which is this middle type of thing that it can be considered an eichel even though that it's considered attached for another halacha, like whether for nevela or for the halachas of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, let's say the following brisa also supports Shmuel. The brisa says, Yirokas should samku be ban. Regarding vegetables that dried up then when they were still attached to their stem. Kugoyin hakruva delas, like cabbage and like gourds, where after they dry up, they're like a piece of wood, and they're not edible at all. So such a case, says the Braisa, ein metamei tumas eichlin. So they're not going to contaminate a tumma of food items, because once they're hard like a piece of wood, they're not food items. Now, the assumption of the Gemara is that halacha, the Braisa didn't have to teach us, because we obviously know something that's like a piece of wood is not going to be a metame. Rather, it's coming to tell us that only those cases, like gourds and cabbage, where when they dry up in their stem, they're going to be tar. But other produce which are eaten when they dry up and they're drying up on their stem, that there would be Mekamel Tumah. And which is obviously telling us that it's like Tolushin, like it's detached, even though it's still connected. Now, continues the Braisim, Ketzatzin V'yavshin, let's say it was detached and they dried up. So Metamah Tumah Seichel, and then they get Metamah Tumah Seichel, it's not connected anymore. Now the question is, Ketzatzin V'yavshin, how could you say that if the cabbage and the gourd are detached and they dry off, that then they're going to be mitame, it's ba'amahu, it's like a piece of wood. It's not attached, fine, but it's not an oicha, hakeh ha'tumas oicha. Oh, that Vamar Bishchok, he says that, actually what we're talking about is that it was detached when it was moist, and it's still moist. But it's ba'amanas liyavshin, when it was saying that katsum liyavshin, doesn't mean literally dried up, but it was detached with the intention of drying it up. So although it's not standing for being used ultimately for food, it's rather they want to use it as firewood, let's say. For example, let's say the gourd, they wanted to make a vessel out of it, a bowl, and they wanted to take the cabbage and use it for a fire. Even so, that's what the Braisa is telling us. As long as it's still moist, then it will be metame. Obviously, if it really dries up, then it's not going to be metame. But one thing says the Gemara, and one thing we see from the Reish of the Braisa is that we said that the rokes should some could be behen, regarding the vegetables that dried up when they're still connected to their stems. We said, for example, like the cabbage and the gourd, that time of the kruv b'dlasu, the reason why it's going to be tar is because it's cabbage and gourd. And that's what we said, kivin d'yavshin lav v'ne'achilin, because once they dried up, then they're not edible, and therefore they're going to be tar. Now the inference, however, is hashar peres mitamoi, but other produce, that they would be tamei, for tumas aichlin, when they're connected to their stems. Now, Hechidami. What's the case of the Braisa that's telling us that only by cabbage and gourds are not going to be tummy, but other vegetables will be tummy? Idi yavshin hidvuk tzein, if it's talking about that the vegetable and the stem all dried up, well, then even regarding Shabbos, we consider it detached. It's not considered attached to the source anymore, even the stem dried up. Then pshita. Then it's obvious that it would be, with the other produce would be tummy. What would be the necessity of teaching this halacha? Because it's not then teaching us anything regarding the halacha that it is saying regarding the cabbage and the gourd, because that's a piece of wood if it dried up, and of course not going to be tummy. And neither would it be teaching of anything regarding the inference that the other ones would be makabel tummy, because of course, everything is dried up, even the stem, and although these produce are edible when they dried up, but it's totally detached. So of course it's going to be susceptible to tummy. And rather, says the Gemara, isn't it obvious that it's talking about that only the vegetable dried up and not the stem? And you're right, the reason why we have to say the halacha and the braisa was because of the inference of the diuk to tell us that even though regarding Shabbos it is considered attached because the stem didn't dry up, but regarding tumah we consider it detached, which is like Shmuel, who has this middle type of halacha that for tumas eichel we could say that it's already considered as eichel even though it's attached for other areas like Nevel and Shabbos, and therefore we see this braisa supports him. So the Gemara, no. La'ilam, truthfully, the case talking about that hein v'uktzein, that it's actually talking about that the vegetable and the stem dried up. Now, then the question that you can ask is, so then what's it teaching us? Not the halacha itself and not the diuk is teaching us anything. Says the Gemara, no, it's regarding the seifa that's coming to teach us, where it said v'ketzatzan, that as we explained, that if you cut it and that it's moist, even though it was a manas liyavshin, that it was an intent to dry it out, itzuchali, that was the halacha that was necessary to say that it will be metamas oichlin since it's still moist. But you're right, the halacha of the Reish is not teaching us anything, but you can't say that it's the inference that's teaching us, which would have supported Shmuel. But now the Gemara says, Tashma, that says actually being a brisa, which seems to say not like Shmuel. The brisa says, Ilon shenifshach, a tree which has a branch that's got pulled off, that got detached. Uboy peris, and on that branch, there is produce. So, says the Braisa, Hare and Ketlushin. So, they're like they're detached, even though that they're moist, and therefore has halacha like it's detached. Now, Yavshu, let's say the produce dried up, and we're talking about a tree that did not have the branch pulled off from it. So, Hare and Kemechubaran, then even though it's dried up, but we're still considering it's attached because the branch did not get pulled off. When the branch gets pulled off, and the produce is, even though it's moist, but we consider it detached. Even if the produce dried up, but if it's attached, then it's still considered attached. But one thing says the Gemara from the comparison of the two cases, my love, aren't we going to say matlush and chodevrei? And just like the first halacha, which had the branch that got pulled off from the tree, that we say that it's totally detached for all its halachas, we consider totally detached. And Shabbos is not going to be chayav for toilish. Af mechubar l'chol the brain. So therefore, the seifa also seems to say that then it's considered attached for all its halachas, which would tell us that even regarding the laws of tumah, that we're going to say that even when it's dried up, we consider it attached, that it's going to be tar, which is difficult to Shmuel, because Shmuel said his case was if the fruit dried up and the tree is, it's still connected to the stem, that although for Shabbos is considered attached, he said regarding the laws of tumah, for tumah of oichel, of food items, he's considered it as detached. Yet here we see that it's attached even for all areas. So it's Gemara, no, media area, is there a comparison? How could Isa, what could Isa? No, each one of them are respective in their halachas. You're right. The reisha of what we consider detached because it was nifshach, it was pulled off. Yeah, for all halachas we consider detached, both regarding the liability of tumah and both regarding the halachas of Shabbos. But regarding the seifa, when it said that of when it's still attached to the tree, and it's just that the fruit dried up, so that when it said that it's attached, that was only said regarding the laws of Shabbos and not regarding the laws of tumah. Therefore, that could still be like Shmuel. And it's not difficult on Shmuel. Now the Mishnah had said nishchata behema v'chulu. If the animal is slaughtered, which was the top halacha of this amid, so then we had a machlekes regarding will this hanging limb become susceptible to tumah from the blood that comes out of the animal when it's slaughtered. So the Gemara says, "B'maikem efelki." Regarding what are they disagreeing about? Remain Rav Shimon. If we're going to say generally blood is one of the seven liquids that can make something susceptible to tumah, if that limb that's hanging becomes susceptible to tumah, not what's their machlekes? So Amar Rabbi says, it's behema nasas yad le'evikum efekli. The machlekes is regarding, do we say that the animal could become a yad, which is halacha we've mentioned in this parak, as a handle for the limb that's hanging? That's what they're disagreeing about. In other words, both of them hold that there is a halacha of yad for heksher. That is, we've been saying yad in this parak regarding as a handle for regarding importing and exporting tumah. Here, all of them are saying that it could even work for heksher, that if the handle gets wet, we can consider that the item itself, that let's say the meat, could also be considered like it got wet and susceptible to tumah. However, the machlekes is that Ma'arib Shimon Saba, he held, Ein behema nasiyad le'aver. You can't say the whole animal is a handle for that one limb that's hanging. So therefore, it can't bring the heksher for tumah to that limb, because that's what we're talking about. The animal is not becoming that. It's one element that it could become hoksha l'kabel tumah. But regarding the rest, that thing that's hanging off, we don't consider that as attached to it, and therefore it can become a yad to it. Whereas Amar, Meir Saba, he held no behema nasa yad le'aver. The animal could become a handle for the aver. So although we consider the aver a separate, but it's still connected and it can be considered a handle. And if the handle got wet with the blood of the animal that was slaughtered, so too that hanging thing could also be, and therefore becomes hoksha b'dumah. That's one interpretation. Abayam, he says, no. Their reasoning is not because of yad as a handle, because everyone holds an animal cannot become a handle for one limb. It can't be secondary to something that's a minor part of it. Rather, ba'eiches b'katan, the ingodul oily makimifugi. Their machlekes is regarding, if you hold on to a smaller part of something, and the larger part, if you would hold on to the smaller part, you wouldn't be able to take the larger part with it. That's their machlekes. And that is, Mar, regarding Remeir Saver, he held, Eiches b'katan being godol oily imay. If you're going to hold the smaller part and you're not going to be able to take the larger part with it, like if you're taking this limb that's hanging, or that flesh, if you try to take it, you wouldn't be able to take the larger part with it. Still, Hareyu kumayu, it's still considered like it itself, because he considers it all as one part. So even though if you would take that one limb or that flesh that's hanging, you would not be able to take the larger animal with it, rather right away would get detached. But since if you would hold the larger part, the animal, the smaller part, that flesh hanging would come with it, he considers it as one, and therefore it will work when the whole animal becomes susceptible, when part of it becomes tummy. This includes the hanging limb. Whereas Amar, Reb Shimon Saba, he held, no, in the Kamar, it's not the same. You have to be able to take that smaller part and have the larger part with it, and since it wouldn't, therefore it's not considered connected, and therefore the susceptibility of the animal will not work for that hanging limb. Now, Avraham B'yechon Saba, says the Gemara, B'yechon also held like the interpretation of Abaya, that Ba'eches B'katan being Gadol Oile Yimai Kamif, like if the Machlik is Remeir and Reb Shimon Mishnah, was regarding if you hold on to the smaller part, the larger part will not come with it, if you consider that connected or not. Because Reb Yechon Rami Dremeir Dremeir. Reb Yechon posed a contradiction in the opinion of Remeir, where automatically you see that he assumed in our Mishnah that, like Abaya, because he said, Miyam Remeir did Remeir really say, Eiches B'katan being Gadol Oile Yimai, that if you hold on to the smaller part and the larger part does not come with it, still Harei Kamayu, you consider it like it, which he's assuming that's the halacha in our Mishnah of Remeir, so it's clearly like Abaya, and he asked a contradiction on that. V'rimino, but he says this seems to be contradicted from Remeir in the different Mishnah, Masechtas Tefil Yayim. The Mishnah there talks about oichel, a food item of truma, shenifris, like a terminology of prusa, of a piece, which it broke. But the broken part is still attached a little bit. So the Gemara continues the topic of Chesem and Aleph. Remeir Ami says, im oiches b'katan b'gadol oilima, if you hold on to the smaller part and the larger part will come with it, sahareib kumayu, then it's considered like it. And therefore, if a tful yayim, who could still contaminate truma, touches one of the broken pieces, he'll make the other parts also invalid, because it's considered as one. But vimla, but if not, if you would pull the smaller part, the larger part would not come with it, then in the kumayu, it's not like it, and therefore the other part, although it's still hanging on to it, would be tar. Now, although they're touching, but still, since that makes the truma, the tful yayim makes the piece that he touched into a shlishi, that cannot make the piece that's touching that, which would only be through transmission, into a revi, because truma cannot become a revi. But one thing, says Rabbi Yechanan, is that contradicts. In our Mishnah, which is, he's saying like Abaya, Remeir says that even if you would hold the small and the large wouldn't come, it's still connected. And there he says clearly that it's not connected. Rabbi Yechanan said, Mukhlefas Hashita. Says, you're right, here Remeir switched his opinion. Right, in general he holds, if you hold the smaller part, the larger part does not come with it, it's considered like it. But here regarding Tful Yayim, he said it's not considered like it. Now, for the fact, again, like Rabbi Yechanan says, obviously, is that he holds that in the halacha of a Mishnah, Machlekes Rabbi Meir Shimon was regarding Eiches Bekot and being Godel Olimai, which was like a Baya. But the Gemara wonders, now that we introduced Rabbi Yechanan, my Kushya, what was difficult to Rabbi Yechanan, like this contradiction between the Mishnah and Tful Yayim and our Mishnah? Dilma Shani Lil, Remeir differentiated between Tful Yayim Lushar Tumas. Maybe there is actually a difference between them. Because although Remeir was lenient by Tful Yayim, that he says, oh, if you can't pick up the smaller part with the large part with it, then we're not going to consider it connected, which is a leniency. Maybe that's only by Tful Yayim, which Rashi says because it's Rabbinic Tuma, which the Mefarshim have a difficulty with that. But maybe that's a leniency with Tful Yayim, which is a lenient type of a status of Tumah, but it was maybe stringent with other types of Tumas, which are more severe. So what's the whole contradiction? Says Gemara, no, because Tanya Lutin Abraisa, Rabbi Yaim, he says that there is no difference. He says, Echa Tful Yayim, Echa Char Tumas, that whether it's a Tful Yayim, someone that became Tumah, but he immersed at day, but he didn't have a sundown, or other Tumas, there's no difference between what they touch. Whatever is considered for other Tumas touching, for Tful Yayim is also considered touching. So that's why it was a contradiction. Because if you're touching the smaller part, the larger part would not come with it. No, Rebbe says clearly, there is no difference between the halachas of Tful Yayim or other types of Tumas, like our Mishnah. But on that, I think, V'dimel Rebbe lo shani le. But will Remeir shani le? Okay, maybe Rebbe doesn't differentiate, but maybe Remeir does. So Rebbe, he says, you're right, Hacham Rebbechen, this is what really what Rebbechen had said. The Divri Rebbe, according to the opinion of Rebbe in that Braisa that does not differentiate, then you have to say, Mukhlefes Hashita, that here Remeir switches his opinion, because, like Rebbe said, wherever it's considered touching by Tful Yayim, it's considered touching by other Tumas, and yet Remeir in our Mishnah tells us clearly that if the larger piece does not come with it, it's considered attached, and here he says it's not attached. So therefore you would have to say that you're right, here he switches from his opinion everywhere else, like in our Mishnah he holds that it is considered attached, but by Tful Yayim, he switched his opinion, and he said that it's not considered attached.